Report: Minnesota assassination suspect blamed Tim Walz for killings in confession letter. By Amy Furr on June 21, 2025. The suspect in the assassination of a Minnesota state representative and her husband reportedly wrote a letter blaming Governor Tim Walz, D, for the killings he is accused of committing. Sources told Alpha News that Vance Bolter's confession letter was meant for Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Kash Patel, the outlet reported on Friday. The outlet continued. The handwritten letter was discovered by law enforcement inside the Buick that Bolter purchased just hours after he shot Minnesota Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, and then shot and killed Minnesota legislator and Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Bolter has been charged with killing Hortman and her husband Mark, and with shooting Hoffman and his wife, who are both recovering. The charging documents indicate that a handwritten note from Dr. Vance Luther Bolter was found and that Bolter confirmed that he was the shooter at large in Minnesota involved in the two shootings. The Minnesota Star Tribune reported that the incoherent, 1.5 pages long, confusing and hard-to-read letter included the claim he was instructed to kill U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar so that Walz could run for the U.S. Senate, and in it Bolter also claimed he had been trained by the U.S. military off the books. Hennepin County Attorney spokesperson Daniel Borger Pepping told the outlet, "We will state only that we have seen no evidence that the allegations regarding Governor Walz are based in fact." Walz reportedly appointed the suspect to the state's Workforce Development Board in 2019, per Breitbart News. A statewide manhunt resulted in the capture of Bolter on Sunday in Green Isle, which is nearly 60 miles away from Brooklyn Park where Hortman and her husband were killed in their home, Breitbart News reported. Following the killings, the Minnesota State Patrol warned people not to attend local anti-Trump No Kings protests after flyers for the event were found in the suspect's car. Bolter, who allegedly dressed like a policeman during the attacks, reportedly sent an eerie text message to his family that said Dad went to war last night after the shootings. He is also alleged to have texted his wife, saying, "Words are not gonna explain how sorry I am for this situation. There's gonna be some people coming to the house armed and trigger happy and I don't want you guys around," Breitbart News reported.